controversy around inclusion in Philadelphia's gayborhood has flared up again now that the club Eye Candy is partnering with three area organizations to reach out to people of color. Eye Candy became a flashpoint for racial tensions after a video of its owner, Daryl DiPiano, used the N-word, went viral last fall. Some in Philadelphia's LGBT community are boycotting the club, while those who are partnering with Eye Candy want to work with DiPiano to promote change. For WHYY, Kyrie Greenberg has the story.
Earlier this week, Daryl DiPiano released a video apology.
To anyone of any race that I have offended, I do sincerely apologize. I am extremely sorry.
Philadelphia Black Pride and two other groups serving people of color are partnering with his club, Eye Candy. Philly Black Pride will use the club for events during Pride Month over the next 2 years. Lee Thomas, executive director of Black Pride, says he wasn't on board right away when a community member initially asked him to reach out to DiPiano.
At first, I had reservations because I thought more about myself than I did about anything else, and I was like, no.
Thomas eventually decided that it was his organization's job to change the culture from the inside.
No one is negating the trauma that, you know, people have felt from being discriminated against. But we can't hold him accountable if we don't show him the right way. And who's best to show him the right way but people of color? We have an opportunity to work on race relations, and that's what we're doing to hopefully get rid of the institutionalized racism.
But not everyone agrees. Fame Neal, who started an online petition to boycott Eye Candy, says DiPiano shouldn't be able to continue to profit off people he offended by using the N-word.
The bottom line for me is the owner is racist. You know, I go to where I know, you know, I am safe, and I go to where I know I'm accepted by the owner, by the staff. I don't feel like that's something that someone should put aside in the name of partying or going out to have a drink.
In May, Mayor Kenney signed a bill unanimously passed by City Council that gives the Philadelphia Commission on Human Relations the power to temporarily close businesses found to have a pattern of discrimination. It has not exercised that power yet. For WHYY News, Kyrie Greenberg.